Mark Barden's son Daniel was 7 when he lost his life in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting. Barden was in Berkshire County on Monday with State Attorney General Maura Healey, speaking with students about Sandy Hook Promise, the nonprofit he co-founded in 2013. It offers violence prevention and mental health training programs. Barden spoke with WAMC about the nonprofit's collaboration with the Attorney General, as well as what it's like to speak with students about what they experience in the school system.
We've been working with the Attorney General's office, with Maura Healey and her team, in a partnership with the Stop School Violence Act, which is a funding bill which allows schools, states, districts to train in evidence-based violence prevention programming like what we do at Sandy Hook Promise. It allows us to offset our costs to train and implement these programs in schools so that we can continue to offer them for free. Sandy Hook Promise operates under the mantra that school violence, all violence, gun violence is preventable when you know the signs, and that's what we do at Sandy Hook Promise. We train students how to recognize warning signs of at-risk behavior that could be a possible indicator to somebody thinking about hurting themselves or hurting somebody else, and connect that individual with the help that they need before it becomes something more serious.
So in the wake of an unimaginable tragedy like the country experienced with Sandy Hook, what is it like to go out and actually talk with students about this issue, you know, on a daily basis?
The tragedy at Sandy Hook has shaken me to the core. I lost my 7-year-old son, Daniel, in that shooting, and has changed me as a person and sent me off on this mission literally to prevent this pain from visiting other families. And that's exactly what we do. So while it's very difficult and very challenging, it's too important to not do this work. I feel there's so much value in empowering students with our programs that we know will save lives and is already doing so. So knowing that, and knowing that we have these profound tools at our fingertips that we're literally giving away, I can't not do it. And in some days, it's almost impossible just to get out of bed. I will miss my 7-year-old son, Daniel, for the rest of my life. He will always be my little 7-year-old Daniel. He should be turning 14 at the end of this week on the 27th. But I find it such a appropriate way to honor my sweet little boy is by bringing this to students across the country.
So what's working in the program? When you talk to students, what's coming back to you that is making the Sandy Hook Promise thing that's actually effective?
We are seeing it work in so many different ways, and we're actually studying this to learn more about it, but we are growing a base of anecdotes from the field of students who are empowered with our programs. Start with Hello program, the Say Something program, who are literally intervening on tragedies before they happen. We've literally stopped school shootings, and there are little towns across this country that we won't know the names of because they're not associated with a horrible tragedy because it didn't happen because students followed our model. We are intervening on suicides, mass casualty events, bullying, cutting, eating disorders, you name it. The simple premises of the Start with Hello program trains kids how to connect with students who are socially isolated, make them feel validated and visible. And the Say Something program trains kids to look for at-risk language and behavior either at school or at home or in social media, and then connect that individual with a trusted adult either by way of conversation or by using our anonymous reporting system. We have built more connected schools, fostered a more connected communities, prevented tragedies from happening from kids using our free programs.
So both here in the Berkshires and beyond, what kind of like community partners are the most effective in carrying out this mission?
So we have incredible partnership with the Attorney General's office here in Massachusetts. Maura Healey and her crew have really stepped in, leaned in big time with Sandy Hook Promise and bringing these programs throughout the state. They have applied for and won the Stop School Violence Act grant that allows us to offset our costs. And then right here in North Adams, we're seeing elected officials, school administration, and the greater community all really invest in this and invest in their students in a wonderfully powerful way. And it's coming back from the students. They are so engaged in this, and they are so eager and inspired to take this work back into their school and back out into the community, and we're watching it spread from there. And we're seeing that across the state of Massachusetts as well with other districts. I think we're at 45 districts now who are training on Start with Hello and Say Something. So it's incredible to watch Massachusetts emerge as a model and a leader in this for other states to look at.
This morning at Drury High School, did anything you heard from the students really resonate with you?
You know, I'll have to tell you, I'm still processing what I heard from the students here in our roundtable discussion with them, because every single one of them had something very important and profound to share. And some of them dug so deep into their heart and soul and shared very personal information and stories and anecdotes. And they obviously felt safe here to be vulnerable. And I'm thinking through some of the things that I heard from these students that I'm going to take back to our team, and we're going to incorporate that into how we make this model better. And beyond that, I want to share it with my family. Some of the stories that I heard today were just so inspiring. I will think about this always.